91X News.
It's 12 degrees and cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Katie Burley. There will be an extra set of hands to lead this year's Operation Red Nose in Quinte. Belleville Mayor Neil Ellis and Quinte West Mayor John Williams are the new honorary co-chairs. Former co-chair Mark Rashut passed on his title during a ceremony last night. Ellis says it's an important initiative he is honored to be a part of.
Impaired driving is unacceptable, something in our culture that can be prevented, whether you prepare the night before, whether you prepare on the way, and if you forget all those, then you still have red nose to fall back on.
The program is in its 10th year in Quinte. Last year, they gave over 3,000 people rides home. Operation Red Nose will run over 14 nights this year, starting on November 29th. Ontario Progressive Conservative leader Tim Hudak says Toronto Mayor Rob Ford needs to step aside and deal with his issues after admitting he smoked crack cocaine. Hudak says Ford needs time to get healthy.
You know, if Rob Ford called me for advice, this is what I'd say. The way I'd handle it, you got to put your family first. You got to bring the family together and get healthy. And if I were in that situation, that meant taking some time to do so, I would take that time. There's a man and there's a mayor, and you got to make sure you're taking care of your family and yourself first.
28 people are facing charges after a series of raids in and around the Niagara region this morning. It comes after a nine-month investigation into biker gang activity in the area, which police say involved drug and weapons trafficking, along with extortion, break-and-enter, and assault. Niagara Regional Police say the investigation, dubbed Project Resurgence, began earlier this year and was expanded in April to bring in help from Canada Border Services Agency, OPP, and RCMP. This morning's raids involved more than 200 officers, including some from the Toronto, Guelph, and Hamilton police forces. Ontario's Environment Commissioner is warning that new government rules are a threat to endangered species in the province. Gord Miller says the new regulations brought in by the Liberals actually weaken the law that's supposed to protect threatened species and their habitats. He says activities like forestry, aggregate pits, quarries, and hydroelectric dams are no longer covered under the law. It's not the first warning from Miller on this issue. Just last month, he said the government's changes could have disastrous results for the province. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is offering aid to Palestinians, Tom Rivers reports.
Armed with a checkbook, the Secretary of State says the U.S. will provide an additional $75 million in aid to create Palestinian jobs and help them improve things like roads and schools. Kerry knows the peace talks could use a boost.
President Obama sees a road ahead, as do I. And we share a belief in this process, or we wouldn't put this time into it.
The new aid brings the U.S. contribution to a Palestinian infrastructure program to $100 million. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
That's QNET News on 91X to 105. Here's QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers women's basketball lost a tough battle last night to the Durham Lords with a final score of 76-62. The Lancers men's basketball team beat Durham with a score of 67-60. Texans defensive coordinator Wade Phillips will be Houston's interim head coach, with Gary Kubiak out indefinitely after suffering a mini stroke this weekend. Phillips took over after Kubiak was taken to the hospital and he ran Houston's practice yesterday. Phillips is a former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Knicks center Tyson Chandler is expected to miss 4 to 6 weeks because of a broken bone in his right leg. The team says tests show no ligament or nerve damage and surgery is not required. Chandler suffered the injury in last night's loss to Charlotte. New York is off to a 1-3 start after winning its first Atlantic Division title since 1994 last season. There are four NHL games on the schedule tonight, with only one Canadian team in action. The Winnipeg Jets go for their second win in a row when they take on the defending Stanley Cup champion Blackhawks in Chicago. In other games, the New York Rangers host Pittsburgh, Colorado entertains Nashville, and Phoenix visits Anaheim. Russia has introduced a resolution in the UN General Assembly calling for a symbolic truce around the period of the Winter Olympics and Paralympic Games in Sochi. The resolution calls for all countries to observe a truce from a week before the games until a week after they close. Similar resolutions have had little impact on world conflicts during the past Olympics. Russia and Georgia fought over South Ossetia during the Beijing Olympics in 2008. Send us your team or league scores at qnetnews@gmail.com. That's sports. Here's the weather. The forecast for Belleville. Today, cloudy with a 30% chance of showers in the afternoon, high of 13. Tonight, periods of rain ending overnight, then partly cloudy with a low of plus 5. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow with a 40% chance of showers, high of 7. At 107, it's 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. I'm Katie Burley, News on 91X, next at 3 o'clock.